أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace and blessings be upon you. The Awira One Foundation presents Hajj Hassanain Rajab Ali in the holy month of Muharram, year 1432 Hijri 2010, at the Islamic House of Wisdom in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. For media downloads or to buy the DVD of this lecture, as well as for other media and educational resources, please visit us online at www.awaitedone.org or call us at 313-718-1196. The AOF does not necessarily approve of the contents herein. Selling this CD is strictly prohibited. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق ونور عرش أفضل الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيبنا وسيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المأسومين المظلومين. I begin in Allah's name, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Quran, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبه له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات الله محمد وعلى محمد. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in bringing in His blessed name, for granting us the ability, as I always mention, to be grateful. Inshallah, in my subsequent nights, I'm going to touch on some of the qualities that you and I must focus on in ourselves, so that we can get closer to Allah. There are some principal qualities that we must focus on for ourselves in order to get closer to Allah. People ask, how can I get close to Allah? It starts from within. مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. As the Messenger of Allah said, when you know yourself, you will indeed know your Lord. It starts from the inside. There are qualities. One of the most important qualities is to be grateful, and I will talk about that. You will see that in the Quran, Allah gives numerous verses as to who He has chosen as His representatives, and why He chose them, and why He safeguarded them, why He protected them, why He elevated them. You will see systematically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that a grateful individual is worthy of praise. La in shakartum la azidannakum, Allah says, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you are grateful, thankful, I will give you more. لَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. There's a la there. In Arabic, la is conditional. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Meaning, if you fulfill that, you will get that. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being very strategic in telling me that if you are grateful, I'll give you more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. If you are ungrateful, then you deserve to be punished. And you and I cannot exhaust the rahmah of Allah. وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِي سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. If you took all the trees on earth, Allah says, and you made them into pens, and you took the seas and you made them into ink, and you added seven more seas, you will not exhaust the praises of Allah. مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. You will not cease. This is how much rahmah is in us, with us, by us, on us. So, being grateful. Number two, one of the qualities we must possess is belief in the long term. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. We must have faith. Total faith. Yuqinun. Yuqinun is what? Yaqeen. Yaqeen means what? What's the definition of yaqeen? Certainty. Certainty. So certain, it is more certain than your own selves. When we talk about Karbala, one of the most profound things that strikes me the most when I listen to the history of Karbala, when I listen to the stories of the shuhada who gave their lives in the cause of good, in the cause of promoting haqq, and in fighting the evil forces, and in the causes of being role models for you and me, is that they had so much certainty for the Day of Judgment that they used to talk about it like they're touching it. When we hear the stories of the shuhada in Karbala, you find they keep saying, you know, you are going before me, you will meet the Prophet before me, to give him my salams. Give him my salams, you are going before me. And we will meet you there. As the Prophet promised us, we will meet each other at the pool of Kawthar. We are right there. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. Why? You might ask, why is the belief in the Day of Judgment so important? Why? You'll notice, for example, the Messenger of Allah being regarded as the best role model in the Quran. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, your Prophet is your best role model. But there's a condition. There's a condition for him to be your best role model. He is a universal best role model. But here Allah is saying, you will appreciate him, you will use him, you will take him, you will emulate him. He will become the center of your life if you fulfill the following. What's the following? The ayah says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Look what Allah says. Your messenger is your best role model, but there's a condition for those who have a desire to return to their Lord. That means they find this trial, this world, a trial. And they are eager to end it. Because the purpose of the trial is to go closer to Allah. And they know that its end will take them to Allah. So, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا اللَّهِ. They have a desire to return to Allah. Allah brings this example in numerous verses. When He's addressing the Bani Israel, the Jews, Yahuda. يَا يُلَذِنَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Here again the Quran is giving the same example. You claim to be chosen people of God? No problem. Any of you can be chosen. But there's a condition. You could be a Jew, you could be an Arab, you could be white, you could be black, you could be tall, you could be short. All of us can be chosen people of God. Allah doesn't say you cannot. Allah doesn't say you won't be. There's a condition. فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِرِينَ. Have this desire to return to me if you're truthful. Because the object of sin, of elevation, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَةً, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who elevates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَى وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَى. He is the one who elevates whoever he wills, and he is the one who belittles and lowers whoever he wills. No question about it. So Allah is saying, if you want to get closer to me, if you claim that you want to be superior, then you have to get close to me. I am that source. What is Allah? Who is the source of Allah? Allah is the source of everything sublime. Everything that's beautiful is Allah. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. The best names are His. Why? Because Allah is describing His qualities that you and I all have in our soul. We all have that quality, by the way. All of us possess the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of generosity, kindness, forgiveness. All these qualities are in us. But it depends on how we are aware of it, how cognizant we are of it, and how much effort do we make to make it strong. And how much effort do we make to protect it from being tainted. That's why Allah says what? وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. It's a very clear rule. It's a universal rule in the Quran. The soul has been perfected. it has been taught wrong and right. Successful is the one who protects it, purifies it, and the one who's going to lose is the one who lets it go astray. Karbala was a classic example of these two. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. The zakkaha and the sah is all it's in the Quran and it is shown in Karbala. That there were two sides, very clear. So for you and I to say, what will take me closer to Allah? Allah says, here's the best example I'm giving you in history. The reflection of the Messenger of Allah in his flesh being exemplified on the battlefield. His flesh, his blood is being exemplified on the battlefield. Now understand. That's why Karbala, that's why Ahlul Bayt, that's why we say Karbala is so important. It took all the blurs out. Took the grays out. And the more you delve deep into Karbala, the more it takes you back in history and exposes all the machinations of shaitan. And when you go forward, it becomes a clear lens to see where truth lies from falsehood in the world today. That's why Karbala is so important. It's our lens. It's our furqan. It distinguishes gray to black and white, to use that analogy. Clear. Exemplifies. So the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do is from his qualities. The misbelief in the Day of Judgment is part and parcel of it. Why? Examine. Just from a simple example of why belief in Day of Judgment is so important. You notice all the verses in the Quran when Allah praises Ahlul Bayt, for example, in Surah Al-Dahr, for example. Say, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. After they did the great thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُتْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّي مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Wow! Who are these people? Such great people! Insan! These are the Ahlul Bayt Allah is talking about. No mufassir challenges this. We're talking about Ahlul Bayt here. What do they say? Look at the example. It's deep. I tell you, it's deep in so many ways. These are chosen people of Allah that we need to follow. Their character is so sublime, in not only in leadership, but the quality of leadership, in the sense that look what they're telling us. That when they're doing good for us, Allah says, مَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَ. مَوَدَّةَ. Mawadda means mutual love. It's two-way street. You know what? With Ahlul Bayt, believe me, the start is one way. Meaning that Ahlul Bayt are not waiting for us to give them something so that they can reciprocate. That's not how they work. Mawaddata fil qurba here, and all prophets are like this, is that they give, whether you like it or not. If you accept it, accept it. You reject it, reject it. إِنَّ هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. God guides whether you're grateful or ungrateful. But the interesting thing is when we give back to Ahlul Bayt, they don't want it. Quran says that when they gave charity to the poor, the orphan, the wayfarer, مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا, they said, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Subhanallah. Look at the essence of Islam, brothers and sisters. It's the foundation of my religion. The foundation of my religion is when you work, do fi sabilillah. You want an example of what it means, sabilillah, or fi sabilin nafs? Which one do you want? You want for power? You want to be famous? You want to be rich? You want your organization to be great? Allah says, you do it for organization? You'll be surprised how many of us do it for those things. You'll be surprised how organizations become our goal. Institutions become our goal. Whereas they're only a means to a goal. Anything in the universe that becomes a goal other than Allah is taghut. It's a demigod. It's shirk in its subtle ways. That's why Allah said, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالتَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْفِسَى مَلَهَا. How powerful the Quran is. It says, if you reject these demigods, make them as a means to me. Don't make them your goal. Don't make your money your goal. Don't make your looks your goal. Don't make your muscles your goal. Don't make your family your goal. Nothing. It's taghut. Believe me, brothers and sisters, the world majority has their goals there. Whereas Allah says, no, I am your goal.
Because whether you like it or not, you're coming back to me. And you are going to be held liable for what you did.
قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَى عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it very clearly. This death you're running away from, it will capture you. And you will come back to the Lord, who will Lord of the unseen. And He will tell you what you did. Allah is telling me, I'm watching. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah says, what's your goal?
When we set our goals for ourselves, no problem. Allah has created a system. I can worship myself. I can look in the mirror. I can put a golden crown on my head. I can praise myself. I can incense myself. I can make a statue of myself as some kings did. It only crumbled tomorrow. It got broken. Look at Saddam. He had so many statues in Iraq. They were all brought down. His picture was everywhere. Even in the Haram, Imam Hussein tried to put it there. Try to supplant our blessed Imam. You can't. Allah says, I'm the one who raises the quality of people, not you. You can try it, you will fail. SubhanAllah, when I talk about history, you will see this Haram of Imam Hussein, just his grave. There is a rich history. Kings trying to erase it. People giving their lives. Never stopping. This is the mission of Imam Hussein that is growing today. We'll talk about this. This is the zikr of Allah, that when He elevates them. But there's a quality one has to submit to reach that level. Imam Hussein just wasn't Imam Hussein because he's Imam Hussein, because he's the grandson of the Prophet. No. Look at his qualities. Then you and I need to look in the mirror and say, what do I need to follow? Should I make myself the goal? Or should I follow the path of Imam Hussein? He's the Imam. He's the prince. The messenger loved him so much, kissed him lip to lip. Even the messenger called himself from him. Wow. You couldn't ask a better position. Was he arrogant? Was he self-centered? Was he material? Or is he worrying about the wealth of the world? No. Why? Because his vision is Yawm al-Qiyamah. So here you notice that in Surah Al-Dahr, Ahlul Bayt are saying, لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. They're giving us a reason why. You might say, why? We want to give you a gift. We want to thank you. لَا نُرِيدُ. Wow. It's so deep in my heart, brothers and sisters. When I read this ayah, Allah says, that's you. You say, that's your Ahlul Bayt. I commanded you to follow them. True. But what's the command for? How do I follow them? Allah says, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Obey them. Be like them. Like the Safina to Nuh. Don't stay away from them. You'll drown. And don't go ahead of them. You'll die. Just behind them. Then you're safe. What does that mean? How do I follow? What do you mean behind them? When you do something, do it for Allah. When you make a promise, fulfill it. When you speak the truth. When someone praises you, lower yourself. This is obedience. This is obedience. Our akhlaq. Look at our akhlaq. We're wild. We're rough. We curse. We backbite. We cheat. We indulge in haram. Right after these nights of haram, you see some people, they do haram, they stop for one night. You know, it's such a tragedy, brothers and sisters. In Africa, where I come from, the casino would shut down on the night of Ashura. Not because they are respecting Imam Hussein. No clients. You get it? SubhanAllah. That's the point. It's a tragedy. Today in our communities here, in bars and clubs, ask the people. There was a time it used to be with mostly Caucasians and other communities. It's our community now filling them. Nightclubs being filled with our communities. Haram things with our communities. On television, on public TV, I'll talk about this. You find reality shows, members of our community, they're starting to show up. SubhanAllah. Then we say, Ya Hussein, yeah, we love you, Ya Hussein. You speak big Zulfiqar, you know, La fata illa Ali wa la saif illa Zulfiqar. And the guy's got four letter words, you know, this and this and this in the gymnasium. You know, he says, why do you have that sword? He says, Ali, Ibn Abi Talib.
I said, MashaAllah, look at the sword. What do you think it means? You think it's a symbol to be made fun of? To be tattooed on your body and you don't represent it? If I was a non-Muslim, I'd say, oh, I see. That's their leader. He probably taught them to use the foul language. Astaghfirullah. Is that true? And I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. When I see those youth, they're victims. When I see adults, they're victims. It's our problem and their problem. I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. I point a finger at myself. I said, what can I do to eradicate that mentality? To eradicate that confusion? That yes, let him have that sword on around his neck, but let him represent it right. So the world should ask, who are you? And why do you have that on your neck? I said, let me explain to you. لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا. Ahlul Bayt, they say, we want no reward from you. We are afraid. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْتَرِيرًا. On that day when hearts will be palpitating. We are afraid. That's why I love Ahlul Bayt so much. Believe me, my life I spent, I said, why do I need to love these people? I keep getting told that I need to love them. And I can, it's not difficult. I can love somebody in Hollywood too. There are people who give their lives for Hollywood actors and actresses. They go at 5 in the morning to spend the whole night freezing weather just to go and see this Hollywood person pass. And they feel so great, they touch themselves like, wow, I'm so holy. I don't blame them, they need an idol. They need somebody to look up to. When a society doesn't give them anything, then that which glitters, we go. But the real stuff that glitters is this. It glitters in the heart and it glitters outside. When I think about them, Allah says, what about you? Do you believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah? How about all the nights that you did things and you said things? Don't you think that Allah heard you? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ وَأَسِرُّ قَوْلَهُمْ أَوْ اِذْهَرُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. He says, indeed, the one who fears Allah in the dark of the night. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah says, why بِالْغَيْبِ? Because he understands I'm there. He understands I'm watching. He understands that I'm taking an account. He understands that when he's cheating, he knows he's being recorded. Now you fear. You tremble. I can't. But you said that. Did you lie? Did you cheat? You can't. You can't promise them. There are people in our communities who steal money from each other. There was this Ponzi scheme taking place here in Michigan, just like Madoff. Madoff made off with billions. And we think we've got a great financial system. It's corrupt to the core, where people kill themselves, billions of dollars destroyed, having this vision that we're going to get rich, because that was their goal. We have in our communities people who steal and cheat. They've taken the livelihoods of people. They've taken their wealth. And they're building little empires for themselves, thinking that they're going to be very successful in this world, because they've got a few 6 figures, 7 figures in their banks. That's their goal. Allah says, I see what you do. And the effect is horrible. I've seen generations destroyed. Children after children, bala upon bala. They're living in palaces, but bala upon bala. I said, why? Why this bala? Allah says, ask them how they got this money. There is a disease in it. That foundation was built with a disease. And they think they're happy. I have proof. Ask any social scientist who are the largest consumers of drugs and alcohol. You'll find the wealthy groups. The ones who are on the higher levels of the economic strata are the biggest abusers. In Hollywood, you go listen to the stories. Even governors, all they do is they smoke at night, they smoke all kinds of hallucinogens, and they do all kinds of crazy things. You think, but you're rich, you're powerful, you're governors, you should be satisfied, you should be visionary, you should be leading. No, when the goal is not good, when the goal is not for a sublime reason, Allah says, I destroy them from within. Allah says, don't be fooled into thinking that that's the success. Success is in purifying. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who struggles. Then what you achieve wealth-wise, believe me, even a dollar, it goes much longer than millions. When there's no barakah in the millions, it doesn't go. I've seen it with my eyes, brothers and sisters. I have seen it with experience. There is no barakah. So when our imams are telling us, Ahlul Bayt, I said, لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا. Now I understand. The imam is looking at me and said, if you evaluated what this world is all about, and you if you evaluated what the purpose of this life is, and if you evaluated the materials of this world, you will understand why we say this. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا خَمْتَرِيرًا. When we go to the graves, we never see anybody taking their money. We never see anybody taking more than their shroud. Don't you see that? Is there a human being who can raise a hand and challenge that? Even the pharaohs tried it. It didn't work. We know that. But we don't quit. Because we don't have certainty in the day of judgment. We think we can get this dunya and akhirah in the wrong way. Allah says, no. You will not achieve that. Even Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he is the Khalifa of the time, after a battle he comes and he sees a woman with children. And he asks her, where is your husband? Imam is doing his walk. Khalifa of the time. Why do we love Ahlul Bayt so much? They want no jaza'an wala shukura. They just want us to obey them. They gave their blood. So I should be a good Muslim. So that I die. And hopefully when judgment day comes. Judgment day is definitely going to come. I'm saying hopefully I will be raised among sabiqun as-sabiqun. There are three groups. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثَةً فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ وَالصَّابِقُونَ الصَّابِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Imams want us to do that. They say, don't shortchange your potentials. Focus. Now notice, if I truly believe in the day of judgment, I can't cheat. I can't do these Ponzi schemes. Allah is showing me, look, this is made of. He robbed, and he cheated. And you notice when you create a lie, you have to make another lie to support the first lie. Before you know it, you have a house of cards. He had a house of cards. But he managed to get away with it. Why? Because the system gave credibility in the wrong way, so the thieves were able to steal, destroy lives, rob them, destroy them, kill them, cheating, lying. Allah says, look what happened. قُلْ سِيرُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرْ. Go see these liars, look how quickly they crumble. It's a lesson for us. The Quran is filled with lessons. I gave you the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, the lesson. I'll discuss that inshallah in a few nights. The verses in the Quran, how Yaqub speaks, how Yusuf speaks, the essence and how Yusuf forgives his brothers as soon as they come. He says, Anta Yusuf? He says, yeah, I am Yusuf and this is my brother. Wahada akhi, this is my brother. He says, but don't worry, I forgive you. Subhanallah, lesson. These are the brothers who wanted to kill him. These are the brothers who threw him. These are the brothers who were so jealous of him. But the love. Yusuf says, no, you're my brothers. I love you. Allah says, that's the character of a Muslim. That's the character of a Muslim who follows his prophet. That's the character of a Muslim who understands his Ahlul Bayt. That's the character. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was like that. Whereas Yazid al-Muawiyah, quite the opposite, ugly. And we need to hash this out. So you and I make a decision in our day-to-day lives. How close are we getting to our Imam? Or how far away are we going from them? And how careless are we when it comes to our misbehavior? Because we are crossing the line. Trust me, we're crossing.